Well, today on this 22nd Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year C, we come to approach our reading today, and it's kind of a familiar story. I'm sure you've all heard this parable before of the wedding guests and everyone looking for the highest places, the places of honor, places of respect, and Jesus noticing that happen, and so that's what prompts him to tell the story. Now, I think it's just, part of it is just human nature. We like to be noticed. We like to be appreciated. We like to be shown respect or honor. And I think that's pretty much across the board part of human nature. But the problem is when pride creeps in with that and takes that desire for respect, which is not bad or evil in and of itself, and it takes that and places it as our own little idol. And we become the center of our own little universe that everyone else needs to bow down to. That is the sin of pride. And so I think what the church is asking us to examine, to recognize, to contemplate a little bit today is pride and its opposite, humility. Now, I don't know if you caught in the first reading today. The first reading, I've said this before, but it bears repeating today. The first reading is always the lens by which the church is getting us to look at the gospel. So in our first reading, the book of Sirach, the first line of that first reading, "My child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God." So again, Sirach presenting this idea of like, conduct yourself with humility. The greater you are, the greater your humility needs to be. So, and that's really the same truth that the gospel is trying to present to us today. But here's the deal. We all know about humility. You can use it in a sentence, and you can recognize it when you see somebody who has humility. You can say, that's a humble guy right there. And when you don't see humility, you can recognize that too. But what exactly is humility? If you were to quantify it, if you were to define it, if you were to try to describe, what is that quality of humility? What is it that we notice and that we can point out in somebody? Having something kind of graspable can be very helpful for that. Now, humility, one of the questions I think we could ask, is it a verb to be humble, or is it a noun? Is it something that simply is? And it's both. You can be humble in action, and humility is a thing in and of itself. It is a virtue. It belongs to the category of virtues. Now, virtues, we've heard those mentioned before as well. And the classic definition is the firm and habitual disposition to do the good. Firm and habitual, meaning it's repeated. We do it over and over and over again. It's something that we do on a regular basis and we do consistently. That's what's choosing the good. That is a virtue. Now, there's 10,000 virtues. There's patience, and there's justice, and there's humility, and there's chastity. All of those things are virtues that it's essentially when we're presented with a situation, we have option A and option B, the virtue says, I'm going to take the correct option that is the right path, that is just, or that is you know, the path of righteousness. I'm going to choose that one consistently every time. So, if humility then is a virtue, and here's the thing, there are theological virtues that are infused. God says, hey, here you go. I'm going to help you out. Here's some virtue, theological, interior, they're given to us. But then there's human virtues. And human virtues, you and I can work on. We can increase them by cooperating with God's grace, or we can refuse them by doing our own thing. Now, those human virtues, humility falls in those human virtues, and we can build them just the exact same way that we build muscle. If you go into a gym, never lifted before, and you're like, you know what, I feel like I'm gonna bench press 300 pounds today. Good luck. Probably not gonna happen. Maybe you're a big guy and maybe you can do it, but the average person tries to go in and bench 200-300 pounds, they're gonna fail. They're gonna get crushed, and they're gonna walk out of there feeling like a failure. So why do we expect ourselves to exercise or obtain or have a virtue that we've never built? You wouldn't expect yourself to go into a gym and bench 200 or 300 pounds if you've never worked up to it, but somehow we expect ourselves to possess virtues that we've never exercised. We've never built them. And so when we try to exercise them and we fail and we get crushed, we feel like a failure, and then we just shoots us in the foot where we don't even try anymore. That happens with, you name the virtue, whatever it is, it happens across the board, but particularly with humility, because humility is the most important of the virtues. Somebody asked Saint Augustine, like, what's the most important virtue? He said, well, there's three most important virtues. The first most important virtue is humility, by far, by a mile. The second most important virtue is humility. And the third most important virtue is humility. Like, without humility, you can't grow in any of the other virtues. You will stay stunted. Because pride, when pride gets in, why is it the deadliest of the deadly sins? Because it blindfolds us to ourselves. The prideful person can't even see their own pride. And most of the time, they can't see any of the other faults either. Humility is what takes that blindfold off, where we can see, man, I got stuff to work on. That's why it's so crucial. Now, if we can build humility by exercising humility, what does that look like? Mother Teresa of Calcutta, one of the great saints of our day and age, she said that nothing brings about humility like humiliations. And that's true. Nothing brings about humility like humiliations. And so if we're struggling with pride, what do? We strengthen the opposite virtue, which is humility. If pride is the deadliest of the deadly sins, then the opposite of that is the most important of the virtues. So the story that I heard of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, the day that she won the Nobel Peace Prize was a big deal. Huge media coverage, cameras in her face. She was talking to heads of state, and she used that as an opportunity, actually, to talk about the evils of abortion and the sanctity of life. And they, standing applause, standing ovation, and everyone was just like, you know, and rightfully so. Mother Teresa was an amazing human being. But the side note, the story that people don't know, is that after, you know, the Nobel Prize, she got back on the airplane to fly back to Calcutta. And as soon as she got up to, you know, wherever you could take your seatbelts off and walk around, she got up to that space, she walked to the back of the airplane and scrubbed the bathroom and the toilet of that airplane. Now, I don't know about you, but I do everything I can to have minimal contact with public bathrooms, like under any circumstances. So the thought of intentionally going in and scrubbing a public bathroom is not particularly appealing to me. But what was her point? What did she know? What did she get in her core? If I'm going to be attacked in pride, look at me. I'm so great. Look at what I'm doing. I'm doing all this good work. I'm helping all these people. I'm you know, good job, Mother Teresa. If pride is going to be the attack, I have to intentionally bring about humility and scrub a toilet. Does that make sense? Concrete, actual actions. If you walk away from this homily today and you think, oh, humility is a good thing, I should work on that at some point, then I've missed my mark. I'm talking concrete, specific things where we intentionally choose the lowest seat. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, scrubbing the dirty, nasty, muddy feet of his apostles, intentionally choosing humility. And the more we do that consistently, time and time again, the more the virtue grows. And the more humility grows, the more all of the virtues grow. Brothers and sisters, I just take this opportunity, this time to challenge you to examine where am I being presented with opportunities to act, not just think, but to act in humility, to choose the lowest seat.